The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
When Texas plays OU at the Cotton Bowl, it's always a big game, and that means big-time money. But this year, it's expected to be a record breaker.
Last year, the game generated $51 million worth of economic impact to the local economy. But this year, with both schools joining the SEC, the interest is only heightened. Monica Paul is the executive director for the Dallas Sports Commission.
There's a higher anticipation of this game, knowing that this is the first time they'll be meeting as SEC opponents. The ranking of the teams, Texas being number one currently, just everything that's going on in the SEC conference, I think this has some heightened excitement.
She says the fact that the game has been moved back to 2:30 will likely mean more people will show up to the fair this time around, even if they don't have a ticket to get into the Cotton Bowl. From the 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
You can catch the big game live right here on KRLD Saturday, or we invite you to join KRLD for the official watch party at Longhorn Ice House Saturday starting at 1:30, and we'll have tickets to give away for the Texas-Georgia game on the 19th.
The Dallas Stars scored four in the second period and held on for a 4-3 win in their season opener at Nashville last night. Mason Marchment scored twice and was proud of his team.
You know, I thought in the third even that we shut them down pretty well. You know, they got a couple looks, but good teams are going to get those, so I thought we played pretty well for the first game.
Jason Robertson and Rope Hintz also scored for the Stars.
Heads up, if you take the Dallas North Tollway through North Dallas, it is closed this morning.
Both directions shut down at Northwest Highway because of an accident involving a motorcycle. That did result in a fatality. It also resulted in power lines coming down, and there are some that are hanging across the roadway. So that's why the tollway is shut down. NTTA does not have a time frame on when it could reopen.
That is NBC5 Samantha Davies. We're going to have an update for you coming up in about 2 minutes. Also on the way in about 3 or 4 minutes, Deadpool to the rescue from Hurricane Milton. That story is coming up. Stay with us here on the KRLD Morning News.
An Allen couple has lost their fight over their autistic child's education.
The argument is whether the Allen School District is giving the child a free, appropriate public education. And a U.S. District Court judge ruled it is. The suit does not disclose any names because a juvenile is involved, but the parents claim their child has issues that are not being addressed by the school district. But in a ruling, the district court judge found the school district went out of its way to accommodate the student, with the parents failing to show up for some meetings. Some of the evaluations were during the COVID shutdown, but the school went ahead with the meetings anyway. An appeals court has affirmed the findings. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
It is 7:08 from Tampa, St. Pete, Florida, all the way across the state to Daytona Beach. A lot of people are wondering if it's time to move elsewhere after being hammered by two hurricanes in 2 weeks. One family visiting North Texas and had to rely on neighbors to let them know how their home survived in Hurricane Milton.
Neighbors revealed the damage at the family's St. Petersburg home. An uprooted tree and a yard littered with debris are comparatively mild to what they saw 2 weeks ago with Helene.
We tried to put everything that we cared about on dressers or on like things that were elevated. We put our furniture on cinder blocks. So we put everything up. And when we came home, everything, the water was 3 feet inside our entire house. So all the furniture floated. Everything that we tried to save was now.
It floated and fell over.
And in South Daytona, we're flooded. Many are debating whether to leave for good.
That's Allie Spilliards.
Deadpool and Mrs. Deadpool to the rescue for a whole lot of people. That story is coming up.
Actress Blake Lively and her Deadpool husband Ryan Reynolds donate $1 million to Feeding America in support of victims of Hurricanes Helene and Milton. The couple are said to have a combined net worth of $380 million. The news coming on the heels of a $5 million gift from Taylor Swift. Seven-time Super Bowl champ Tom Brady has pitched in $100,000. Your news continues for Mochi Health. Visit joinmochi.com.
Grand Prairie police host a meeting to raise awareness of domestic violence. There was a moment of silence for victims and survivors.
American Airlines rested it Wednesday in its federal civil suit against Skiplagged. That's the online promoter of a practice that gives flyers lower fares.
7:11 now on the KRLD Morning News. Remember the story? Yeah, you should. It was just like yesterday or day before yesterday. The man in Oklahoma City that is an Afghan national, he was evidently planning an election day terror attack. Get this. He previously worked as a security guard in Afghanistan for the CIA. As per normal, the CIA never confirms whether someone works for them or not.
Tragedy at a tourist attraction in Cripple Creek, Colorado. One person dies and four others are injured during an elevator accident at an old gold mine.
There's a tour that goes on at the 1,000-foot level where they show them how mining was done.
That's Teller County Sheriff Jason Meixel. He was among the responders after an elevator that takes visitors down had a mechanical problem about halfway. 11 people in it were rescued, but one person died and four had injuries.
A number of these people had a pretty traumatic incident.
12 other people were trapped at the bottom.
1,000 feet down.
But Meixel said they were safe with water chairs and blankets while an expert team worked on getting them out. After some hours, the 12 were brought up safely via the elevator. I'm Ben Thomas.
Former Dallas police officer Amber Geiger will not be getting out of jail anytime soon.
Geiger was sentenced to 10 years in prison for shooting and killing Botham John in 2018. They lived in the same apartment building, and Geiger went into John's apartment by mistake and thought he was an intruder. She was convicted in 2019 and became eligible for parole last month. The Dallas Morning News reports the Texas Board of Pardons and Paroles has rejected her request to be released. They report that the mother of Botham John said the family was relieved by that decision. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
724, you're listening to the KRLD Morning News. This portion brought to you by TrajanWealth.com. We are the station in DFW for market and business updates.
In Florida, authorities warn it could take days to assess the full extent of damages from Hurricane Milton, but the state's theme parks plan to reopen today, and Tampa International Airport plans to reopen this hour. Orlando International said limited arrivals resumed last night, and departures were resuming today. Boeing has filed unfair labor practice charges with the National Labor Relations Board, accusing its striking machinists union of not bargaining in good faith. Some 33,000 machinists remain on strike in what is now a four-week walkout. Relatives of some of the 346 people who died in two crashes involving Boeing 737 MAX jets are expected to be in court today, where their attorneys will ask that a plea agreement Boeing struck with federal prosecutors be thrown out. The family members want the government to put Boeing on trial, where it could face harsher punishment. And stock futures are narrowly mixed this morning after a slightly lower close. Gina Cervetti, Bloomberg Radio.
Happening right now, all north and southbound lanes of the Dallas North Tollway are closed after a fatal motorcycle crash overnight. We're told that the police have finished their investigation into the crash, but there are cables, there are power lines that have draped across both north and southbound lanes at the Northwest Highway.
Yeah, it's an issue. Joe is just mewing over there or something. He was moving his ears.
I can flex my ears. I can move my ears. Look, never skip ear day, all right?
Nope.
I always work out my ears.
No, it's pretty impressive.
I can wiggle my ears, and you guys were asking me what muscle or how do I do that?
Yeah.
And it's the same as, you know, when you flutter your eyes or move your biceps. I mean, it's just... I just move my ears.
Yeah.
I can make my nose squeak.
Home for us. All right, let's talk about other things, important things. Get ready for great food and lively dancing at the Mid-Cities Greek Food Fest. This year, guys, you can try loaded gyro fries.
Yum. Mm.
Baklava cheesecake or some classic senganki. Is that right? Senganki? Which is flaming cheese. That's all you need to
know. That's all you need to know. Cheese on fire.
They've
Who doesn't like that?
An OPA bar. They've got Greek dance performances. And who's going to be performing Greek dance? None other than our colleague, Chris Blake. He's going to be out there grilling that flaming cheese and dancing on
is
stage.
Is he really?
Yes.
Oh, that's so cool.
At the Mid-Cities Greek Food Fest. It's at St. John the Baptist Greek Orthodox Church in Euless all weekend, starting today at 11 a.m.
That is so neat. I want to see that.
I did not know that about Chris Blake.
Absolutely.
Will he be squirting people with Windex is what I want to know.
That's what I want to know as
I
well.
I hear it fixes everything. Mm-hmm. A future Hall of Famer hits the floor for the Mavs for the first time.
The Dallas Mavericks suffered a preseason loss last night to the Utah Jazz, 107-102. The big story last night was the Mavericks' debut of Klay Thompson. In his playing time, Thompson got into double figures in scoring with 10 points, along with 3 assists and made 3 three-pointers. Daniel Gafford came off the bench to lead the Mavs in scoring with 15 points, Kyrie Irving right behind him with 12. James Tritely, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A deadly motorcycle crash on the Dallas North Tollway at Northwest Highway means the DNT will likely be closed for hours. The crash caused cables to fall across all the north and southbound lanes. At least 16 people are dead in Florida from Hurricane Milton. More than 2.5 million customers remain without power there.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.